USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The effort to find the remains of wildfire victims in Maui is expanding to the harbor area. Dozens of people jumped into the ocean to flee the fast-moving flames on August 8th. Authorities believe multiple people died in the water, likely because of exhaustion and breathing in heavy smoke. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is surrendering to authorities in the Georgia election case. NBC's Ken Delanian says Meadows and Jeffrey Clark today were booked on charges brought against them by local prosecutors in Georgia for their alleged role in schemes to overturn the 2020 election results in the state.
Both have had bonds set for them at $100,000, and that came after a federal judge blocked separate requests by both men for an emergency stay to prevent their arrest in this case.
Former President Trump will surrender to authorities in the Georgia election case this evening. Trump, in a post on Truth Social, said he plans to turn himself in to Fulton County Jail at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. He agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. One of Northern California's largest health care providers is reinstating its mask mandate again in one of its Bay Area hospitals. Deanna Kodiak has more.
All patients, staff, and visitors at Kaiser Permanente Santa Rosa Medical Center will have to wear a mask. The move is temporary and comes as the number of people testing positive for COVID-19 increases. SARS-CoV-2 virus levels found in wastewater samples in Santa Rosa more than doubled in 1 month. The levels put Santa Rosa in the moderate risk tier for community spread.
Stocks are down at the closing bell on Wall Street. This is despite better-than-expected earning results from chip maker NVIDIA. Meantime, investors will look ahead to comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who is set to speak tomorrow. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Ukraine is marking its Independence Day today while at war with Russia. President Biden said in a statement that U.S. support for Ukraine is unwavering and enduring. Biden's comments come after entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis both said they would cut funding to Ukraine if elected president. Southern California officials confirmed that a retired Ventura Police Department sergeant was the gunman at an Orange County biker bar. John Snowling is believed to have been targeting his estranged wife in Wednesday night shooting at Cook's Corner in Trebeco Canyon. Snowling was killed in a shootout with Orange County Sheriff's deputies. New York State's Labor Department is launching a process to connect migrants with jobs. Natalie Migliore has more.
Governor Hochul says the latest effort will allow asylum seekers to immediately start working once they're granted legal work authorization.
New Yorkers from across the state, Democrats and Republicans, have asked me for help placing these migrants into jobs. Jobs that have gone unfilled for too long.
Hochul says some migrants might have to relocate to other parts of the state to get work, but the primary goal is to alleviate overburdened shelters. It comes the same day the governor sent a letter to the Biden administration, formally requesting he take executive actions to alleviate the strain the crisis has put on New York.
Season 7 of Rick and Morty is scheduled to return on October 15th. The new season will feature 10 new episodes. I'm Dave Collins. You're listening to USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.